Over the past decade, the neighborhoods that make up what is known as Old North Dayton have been transformed with the arrival of immigrants from countries such as Turkey and Russia. Immigrants have been central to the development of Old North Dayton since their arrival as laborers in the early 20th century. Today on Senior Voices, lifelong Daytonian Lewis Eckert, who is of German and Polish descent, recalls growing up there in the 1960s and 70s. He spoke with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer Carol Jackson.
The Old North Dayton area had a Polish community, a Lithuanian community, and then, of course, a German and Hungarian community. And the Polish church was St. Adalbert's, the Lithuanian was Holy Cross, and St. Stephen's was the Hungarian, and then Holy Rosary was the German church.
Was there usually a feeling of safety for you as a young boy in the neighborhood?
You always felt like you knew somebody on every block. If you did anything wrong, your parents were going to hear about it. Mm-hmm. And so you knew that there were people that were always keeping an eye on you.
Are there any negative memories about that time of growing up in the north end of Dayton?
Now when people talk about the bullying thing and whatnot, that was just something that was just a fact of life. I mean, I was a small boy. Like for a period, I was always the last person picked for the basketball team, the last person for a particular salt or baseball group. And as such, that's where you learn how to get along with the group, particularly like with the baseball teams. It was roughly one-third Lithuanian, one-third Polish, and one-third Briar. and there was never any trouble with any of the groups. Everybody seemed to get along very well. Mm-hmm. It was very rare that we had any disagreements. I am still a member of the Polish Club on Valley Street. And that was the first president of the Polish Club was the grandfather of my best friend. So between the church and the Polish Club, it was its social and religious community that everybody was involved with. Kaiser High School was our local high school. But that was located over on the other side of North Dayton, where it was not a great area to travel because you went over into some of the other sections. And my parents were adamant that I was not going to go to Kaiser High School. Mm-hmm. So that's how I ended up at Patterson, although my brother went to Chaminade and my three sisters went to Julianne. Chaminade at the time was having some curriculum issues, and that it was not, it was beginning to lose some of its luster of being a quality school. So my parents decided they thought Patterson was a better career move for me.
They really watched out for what was best for their five kids, didn't they?
They somewhat helped steer all of us towards a career. My two older sisters were both teachers. Went to University of Dayton. My brother is an accountant, went through Wright State. And then, of course, myself going to GMI and with the connection to Delco Products, it made it an easy approach. My dad was very familiar with that. Then my younger sister, she was a little wayward one. She ended up going to Ohio State. Yeah, so she didn't quite have our parents didn't pick out a career path for her quite as defined as the rest of us. Mm-hmm.
Lewis Eckert and his wife now live in Kettering. He shared his memories related to working at Delco Products and Dayton's heyday as a manufacturing center during a previous Senior Voices segment. He was interviewed by Carol Jackson. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer Dave Barber. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Del Mar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.